August 22, God's claim on you. Yield yourselves unto God as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Romans 6:13. If you expect to be loved of God and to retain the presence of holy angels, you must have a submissive spirit. Be willing to be instructed and to be led, and seek to follow in the path of virtue and holiness. God has claims upon you. He has blessed you with life and with health and with capabilities, reasoning powers that you may, if you will, greatly improve, or you may abuse by yielding these powers or qualities of mind to the control of Satan. You are responsible for the ability which God has given you. You may, by making the most of your privileges, fit yourself for a position of usefulness and duty. You need not be aspiring to do a great work, aspiring after great things, but you may be doing your work, small though it may be, feeling your responsibility of doing this work to God's acceptance. And when you do this small work all right, God will entrust to you a still greater work. There is importance attached to the course you pursue. Angels of God are watching Mary to see what character she develops. God is weighing moral worth, and a record is kept in heaven of your acts, of all your deeds, and you will meet this record by and by. Remember, God will make use of all his children if they will surrender to him. He has a place and work for all. There are many, you among the number, who think it not possible that God can use them. Think not this longer. You may do your little work in a manner to glorify God. The rill does not refuse to pursue its narrow channel because it is not a river. The grass does not refuse to grow because it has not the proportions of stately trees. The star does not refuse to shine because it is not the sun. Oh, no. Everything in nature has its appointed work and murmurs not at its position. In spiritual things, every man and woman has his or her own peculiar sphere and vocation. The interest God requires will be proportionate to the amount of entrusted capital according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Now is your time and privilege to show a stability of character that will make you of real moral worth. Christ has a right to your service. Yield to him heartily. Letter 30, August 22, 1875, to Dear Sister Mary.